here in Istanbul. Beautiful weather. We have a really wonderful Atma Center here. It's called Atma Center because it's a yoga center meant to present basic teachings of the soul, karma, meditation, understanding the principles of material nature through Bhagavad Gita, as well as chanting of mantras through yoga, and considering the political situation and the overall religious tenor of the country. That's the best way in which we're packaging Krishna consciousness here. Indeed, not only are we just packaging it, but we're also selling it. We're going to be establishing here as a proper business, as that will give the most legal and respectable format to our presentation of Krishna consciousness. Yes, we have a very nice center not far away from the ocean. It's a very beautiful apartment on the first floor. It has four or so bedrooms, two bathrooms, kitchen, and a huge big what was a living room or office room for teaching yoga. Very nice part of town, reminds me of Paris. Very peaceful, and people are nice. I'm just getting used to knowing them, studying what they're like. And this morning I gave a class on Atma Tattva, the science of the soul, from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and that was being translated into Turkish by Ari Radhika, so that we could have that available as a CD for guests, and it would be part of a presentation on what the basic teachings of the Atma Center are, which is Atma Yoga, and Atma Yoga is based upon Atma Tattva. In reading the 11th to about the 20th, no, it was the 19th verse of the second chapter of the Gita, it's always so wonderful to be absorbed in Krishna's words and thoughts. There are, I spoke for an hour, and unfortunately I can't send it because the file is too long. I'll have to keep it for another day. And it's so good to be just absorbed directly in Krishna's words. One could certainly speak for hours and hours and hours, weeks and months, just upon one verse. Because, as with all transcendental subject matter, the more one becomes absorbed in it, the great vista of unlimited transcendental knowledge opens up with every word, with every phrase, with every sentence, and it really gives us access to Krishna himself directly. It's very, very enlivening, and many things to be said, which I'm not necessarily going to say right now, because I'd like to go for a japa walk at present. I'm still going to see if we can cut up this first class on Atma Tattva into two and send it off. If not, I'll see you tomorrow. And if so, then we'll put up another podcast again today.